I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The U.S. House has already passed the Farm Worker Modernization Act that would give legal status to undocumented workers and allow H-2A guest workers to work year-round in certain ag sectors. The bill is supported by more than 300 agricultural groups, but the Senate has yet to come up with its own bill to move the legislation forward. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack recently told the Senate Judiciary Committee that a modernized guest worker system is needed to address farm worker shortages.
It starts with the cumbersome process that requires multiple applications, not the use of digital technology to make it simpler and easier. And that discourages or makes it more difficult to get the workforce on a timely basis. To the extent that we have a stable and secure system that's predictable, it allows farmers and ranchers and producers to plan expansion opportunities, allows them to be as efficient as profitable as possible. It also creates the protections for workers and ensures that there's an adequate wage, decent housing, and things of that nature for our farm workers who work incredibly hard.
The president of the National Pork Producers Council also told the committee that packing plants could actually shut down and production costs will increase if something isn't done to increase foreign workers. She said the H-2A visa program currently does not meet pork producers' year-round needs. Florida and Georgia are among the top states using H-2A guest workers. They, along with North Carolina, California, and Washington, account for about 55% of all H-2A jobs. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.